Today is the birthday of the man recognized by many as the greatest 20th century American poet, Robert Frost. Frost lived in New Hampshire for many years and left a legacy of tradition, creativity, and mystery. Arthur Jensen shares his memories of knowing Robert Frost for 25 years while he was teaching at Dartmouth College.
Frost would get on the platform and sort of act the part of an old Cracker Barrel philosopher. And it was Frost's own fault, because he loved it. He loved the applause. He loved people to be warm to him and so on. And there's a dark side of Frost, a very dark side, which he never showed on the platform. He always, after 22 and a half minutes of talk, he said, "Now I'll say a few poems." Then he said, "A few poems." It was always 22 and a half minutes.
The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
I'll tell you one thing about him. He hated to go to bed, and that is probably part of the dark side. He needed very little sleep. Well, one day, it's around 1 o'clock, in the morning, 1:30. I said, "Robert, it's a beautiful spring evening. It's warm out. I think I'll walk up to hold you with you." And so I got his coat. So we sauntered up. We got to the corner. He says, "You know, Arthur, that's a gracious thing for you to do. I'm going to walk home with you." And he did. Difficult, because I had also the feeling that there are millions of people who would give anything to be sitting here and talking with Robert Frost, and all you dumb clunk, is you want to go to bed. There was one full year when Robert Frost ignored me deliberately, and it happened this way. A group of us were sitting around, and the topic came to the Sacco Vanzetti case. Frost made a remark saying, "I'd pull that switch myself." And I was sitting there, and I said, "Robert, that's all I can take." And I got up and walked out of the room. It was 1 year later that we were on the porch, and he came around, put his arm around me and said, "How are things going at Dartmouth, Arthur?" But he, for 1 year, he held that resentment. Oh, I don't blame him. He felt strongly and I felt strongly. He could be petty. One of the commencement here, Gordon Ferry Hull, the prominent physicist, and felt that he should be leading the line, and Robert thought he should be leading. They were going to march down together, so Robert says, "Okay, I'll march with you, but I won't talk to you." I say that. But it was delightful always to be with him. I could see his pettiness, and it was pettiness in many ways. But when he was liberal, himself, I think his best self, was very, very great. He's a greater poet than he was a greater man, but that's my opinion.
"I'm going out to fetch the little calf that's standing by the mother. It's so young, it totters when she licks it with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come, too."
Frost said to me once, "I never wrote a nature poem in my life." Or maybe one. But he didn't write nature poetry. He wrote poetry, used nature as his way of talking about human experience. All these memories I have of Robert Frost, just before he died, he needed to see the eye man because his eyes were really bad. And would I take him up? So I took him up the clinic. Mr. Frost was then 89, and on the way back, he said, "So I can't read anymore. That's it. I never read anymore. Arthur, I'm through." That night, we were giving a lecture, a reading, and he got on the platform. And then he said, "And you'd like me to say a few poems?" And he picked up his book and turned the pages as though he was reading, you know, perfectly well he wasn't reading. He was just pretending. And within a few weeks, he was dead. He just sort of gave up when he found that he could no longer read, he could no longer do anything else, I guess.
"Die early and avoid the fate. Or if predestined to die late, make up your mind to die in state. Make the whole stock exchange your own. If need be, occupy a throne where nobody can call you crone."
The poetry of Robert Frost and the memories of Arthur Jensen, as compiled by Leslie Bennett.